You know, some people might define George Kaiser by this park. He likes to talk about it, holds events right here. And then won't he say, but that's not who we are.
Yeah, George, the primary mission is equal opportunity for all children. That's what the mission of the foundation is about. That's what George's mission is about. And that's where he wants the focus. And that's honestly probably one of the most important missions you could possibly have for this city and for this state. I admire the hell out of him. I mean, his passion, his belief, and his perseverance at helping people out of poverty, I've just never met anyone like that. And the park does have a place in that mission, whether it's helping in the reading programs and the education programs for kids, the Volcanoville, the little area in the playground where the youngest kids can have outdoor play experiences without getting trampled by older kids. Everything was very intentional for education. The sensory garden and the water play area. We have all these places that kids will be learning. I mean, the whole playground in and of itself, like the towers, you watch kids at the threshold jumping out into that rope deal and they can see straight down to the ground. You see them thinking about the fear and taking the courage to step out into that rope area and seeing the ground. They walk out of that threshold and you can see success. That's a learning moment.
Yep.
So this does have attachment to George's mission of equal opportunity for all kids. But the primary mission of the foundation is an early childhood education.
Early childhood education. He's been working on for years and years and years, and will continue to do that. He's thinking about those children that need that early education.
It's constantly in his mind. And he reminds everyone, staff, in all of our meetings. And we've hatched the Birth to Eight strategy, BEST. Birth to Eight strategy for Tulsa, BEST. It's a very ambitious gathering place size investment where we've integrated these programs and knitted them together and our school system and everything to help kids pull themselves out of poverty. That's a gathering place size investment in our core mission, which is a huge amount of focus of the foundation right now. But that's the primary mission of our foundation.
One more about George Kaiser. He's a very private man, doesn't like public attention, doesn't want to put buildings up and put his name on them. But I've seen him in the park, and he's very engaging. People come up to him, talk to him, and normally you wouldn't see a man of that stature mixing around with people, I guess, but he does here, and people enjoy talking to him. And he's got a personality that can just say, hey, I'm glad to hear that you like the park.
Yeah, he walked into the park through those opening doors like everyone else. He didn't stand there and shake everyone's hand. You know, we had a lot of donors. We kind of all wanted to welcome people in, so we were there. But George walked in like everyone else. He's really given the city a big gift by committing his entire fortune to helping Northeast Oklahoma and Tulsa. They always thanked him for the trails. In the grocery store, someone would say, oh, thank you for what you did at River Parks. I know he gets that from the gathering place, but you project 50 to 100 years and you look back, his impact will be on bringing everyone up in our community.
Yeah.
And that will be his lasting legacy, I believe. Yeah.
Your final words to the future, to 50 years from now, 2068, say something to them.
I hope Tulsa is the kind of place that is an international city. I hope it's a city that has people from all over the world and all over the country here. I hope it's a prideful place like it is today. But I hope that it's bigger. I hope that it's more economically significant, cosmopolitan. I hope the architecture is still as progressive like the gathering place architecture. I hope that we continue to seek the best for our kids and for the city's future. Those are the things that I dream and hope for. And that's what the foundation wants to continue to cultivate and move forward. And I really believe that the future foundation leadership will continue to be plotting that path forward. And I hope that success is reached in those years.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it very much. And if I can compliment you, your mother was right. You're going to be a salesman. You've been a salesman for this project. You understand concepts and how to put it together. So they were fortunate to have you. You were placed in the right spot right now, and you should feel good about that.
Thank you.
Yeah.